can go to town for your cars.
Set up. But if you want, you can sit outside in the back. There's an umbrella table, and it's actually kind of peaceful out there and cool. But it's up to you. I'll show you. Careful, Ev. Let's not touch the tripod. So if you want to do that, I don't know how cool the living room is. I'll just show you quickly. Just go through that back screen door back there. It might be locked. You just have to pull it off. And the table's to your left. We have them all? Mm-hmm. Where's Shane? Where's the newest one we got? What was the newest one, Emma? The one Butch? What was his name? I mean, not Butch. The truck bot. Where's your truck bot?
Can I twirl
the ramp? No, it can't twirl. It can twirl a little, right? Did we find out it can twirl a little? Yeah, it can twirl all the way. And go up and down. Hard to do, huh? It doesn't move very easily. Let's load up the milk truck with the milk. He's the other one with a different name. So we have Shane and Mike. And then you have Tucker. Tucker the truck bot. So I don't know where he is. He may have disappeared somewhere. You want to build a city? Should we build a city for the cars to drive through?
Make New York City.
You want to make New York City? Okay, and that would make a lot. We have to make a lot of buildings. What? Yeah, so they can drive through. Let's put up all the buildings, okay? We'll make a lot of buildings. Here's the school. Yeah, we're going to make a whole city. Yeah, we'll make New York City. Help me. New York City has lots of buildings. Trucks can drive right through on the street. There's some trees in the town, too. New York City has some trees in between the buildings. Make more buildings?
None.
Make none of them? How do we do that? Should we take it down? The building fell down on top of the milk truck? New York City. That's a New York City disaster. If the building fell on top of the milk truck. And then you know what happened? The milk spilled everywhere. I need to make some little houses too. I think that's Harold's house. Is that Harold's window? Could that be Harold's window? building some houses. And putting the roof on, like George in the book we read. Yeah, that's right. He was a construction worker too. There's a different color house. Yeah. Could be a multicolored house, and then you could make a tall house with lots of windows. Our house is pretty tall. This beige house is pretty tall. Here's the police station. And you have a sheriff's truck. They work out of the police station. Two sheriff's trucks. They went to a lot of houses. That's the police station. It says police station. But you could, we could build a really tall house. There are lots of bushes, yeah. Well, you want to put one tree in it? In front of the house? Or next to the house? Right in front. A dragon? You want to read that story, Evan? Harold and the Purple Crayon? Let's see if I can find it. That's your favorite story, huh? Here it is. Nope. It's a brown book. Here it is. Yeah, it's a brown book. Whoops. Got a little bent. It's, yeah, brown and purple together. Let's sit on my lap. Sit next to me. Yeah. Got your bottle? Where did I put it? Oh, I put it up here. You're sleepy, huh? I have my drink. You have your drink. Harold and the Purple Crayon. One evening, after thinking it over for some time, Harold decided to go for a walk in the moonlight. There wasn't any moon, and Harold needed a moon for a walk in the moonlight. And he needed something to walk on. He made a long, straight path so he wouldn't get lost. And he set off on his walk, taking his big purple crayon with him. There it is. But he didn't seem to be getting anywhere on the long, straight path. So he left the path for a shortcut across the field. And the moon went with him. The shortcut led right to where Harold thought a forest ought to be. He didn't want to get lost in the woods, so he made a very small forest with
just one tree
in it. That's right. It turned out to be an yep. The apples would be very tasty, Harold thought, when they got red. So he put a frightening dragon under the tree to guard the apples. It was a terribly frightening dragon. It even frightened Harold. He backed away, his hand holding the purple crayon shook. Yep.
suddenly he realized, that's right, your hands are shaking.
Falling into the water.
That's right, he's falling right into the water. By then, Harold was over his head in an ocean.
An ocean?
Mm-hmm. Just like you were in the ocean the other day. He came up thinking fast.
And thinking big.
Thinking fast and thinking big. He's thinking a lot. Yeah, he has to think a lot because he has a lot of adventures, so he has to protect himself. And in no time at all, he was climbing aboard a trim little boat. He quickly set sail, and the moon sailed along with him. Mm-hmm. And what did he draw? Mm-hmm. The sailboat. After he had sailed long enough, Harold made land without much trouble. He stepped ashore on the beach. Mm-hmm. Wondering where he was. Where was he?
On the beach.
Right. The sandy beach reminded Harold of... Yep, picnics. And the thought of picnics made him hungry. So he laid out a nice, simple picnic lunch. What was his lunch?
Pie.
Yep, lots of pies. There was nothing but pie. But there were all 9 kinds of pie that Harold liked best. When Harold finished his picnic, there was quite a lot left. He hated so to see so much delicious pie go to waste. So Harold left. The moose is gonna eat the pie up. And what is the other animal he left?
A porcupine.
A porcupine. A deserving porcupine to finish it up. And off he went, looking for a hill to climb to see where he was. A moose and a porcupine. They're gonna finish up all the pie. Harold knew that the higher up he went, the farther he could see. So he decided to make the hill into a
mountain.
Yep, mountain. If he went high enough, he thought, he could see the window of his bedroom. He was tired, and he felt he ought to be getting to bed. He hoped he could see his bedroom window from the top of the mountain. But what happened? As he looked down over the other side, he slipped. And there wasn't any other side of the mountain. He was falling in.
Thin air.
But luckily, he kept his wits and his purple crayon. He made a balloon and he grabbed onto it. And he made a basket under the balloon big enough to stand in. He had a fine view from the balloon, but he couldn't see his window.
I can see your window.
I can see your window right over there too. You have 2 windows in your bedroom. And usually we can see the moon out that window at night. He couldn't even see a house. So he made a house with windows.
2 houses,
yeah. And he landed the balloon on the grass in the front yard.
Looks
like your house. None of the windows was his window. He tried to think where his window ought to be. He made some more windows. He made a big building full of windows. He made lots of buildings full of windows. He made a whole city full of windows.
This is New York City.
It does look like New York City. And there's the moon. It's still there. But none of the windows was his window. He couldn't think where it might be.
He had to ask a policeman.
That's right. He decided to ask a policeman. The policeman pointed the way Harold was going anyway. But Harold thanked him. He followed the way as he walked walked along with the moon, wishing he was in his room and in bed. You're going to walk straight to your bed? Then suddenly Harold remembered. He remembered where his bedroom window was when there was a moon. You go into your bed? Just like Harold did? In a purple and brown book, that's what color it is. Mixed up.
Like your color.
Mm-hmm.
Like your color.
Like your color, like your eyes are a little bit blue and a little bit green. And this book is a lot brown and some purple and different color purple. That's a color purple and that's a different color purple. He remembered where his bedroom window was when there was a moon. It was always right around the moon. That's right. We're both wearing stripes, Evan. My shirt is stripey and your shirt is stripey. We're gonna mix our shirts together. Mix. Now we would have a new stripey shirt. And then Harold made his bed. He got in it and he drew up the covers. The purple crayon dropped on the floor and Harold dropped off to sleep.
Like this.
Year after year. Oh, here's my ponytail holder. Did you like it when I had a ponytail?
But you didn't like it.
I thought you didn't like it. Okay. Let's attach you. I got mine. And now you need yours. Maybe put it in your pocket just like Mommy does.
Okay.
Whoa. Okay, we're tangled up here. Yep, you're the engineer.
You're chugging
along. But all the pictures disappeared from here. We'll have to get some more pictures for you.
What color?
There's the picture of Mommy and Daddy. Mm-hmm. Here you go now. It looks like we're the passengers. You're driving the train and then we're the passengers. It does look like the train in the park, yeah. And you are the engineer, like this picture.
Same thing,
yep.
Yeah.
Take the picture out.
Same tree.
Yeah, it looks almost the same. You want to stick it back in? You slide it back in there. Let's see if we can slide it. Slip, slide, and away. There we go. Now push. Good job. I love Evan to bits. It does sound like Brooke to bits. How many cars does this train have? Well, it has one engine and how many coaches? Count the coaches.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
It doesn't have that many coaches. Let's count. Count with my finger. 1. 2, 3. Okay.
Slide it in.
Yep, slide it in. Flip it sideways. You have to turn it around so it's right side up. Now just slide it in. There you go.
No.
I'm going to put it in the caboose. And then we could be the train crew, right? If we're in the caboose, that probably means we're the train crew. Oh, I'll hold the pocket open and you slide it in. There we go. Oh, a little bit.
Hello. The caboose.
Yep. Chug, 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 chugging along.
Hello, I'm the train.
You're the engineer. You're in the engine. In the cab, right? In the cab of the engine?
Yeah.
That's where the engineers go.
Engineer.
There you are. Chug, chug, chugging, chug, chug, chugging, chug, chug, chugging along. Two train pictures. This is when you were about 9 months old. How old were you here? Do you know? Same age you are now, 2 and a half. Mm-hmm. That was the other weekend when we went. And you see what you're wearing in this picture? Your firefighter's costume. Your firefighter's jacket. Can you see it? The red and black. Uh-oh. Uh-oh, we have a problem!
Can you see what this is?
Can you see?
Broken down.
You are a little broken down. Let's fix you now. Is the tow truck going to tow you away? And I'm going to run after the tow truck and follow you wherever you go. Hook the tow truck onto the wire.
Now
it's towing you away. You're towing yourself. You have to go to the garage. Here. Here's the garage. Ev? Why don't you play with mine? I'm gonna leave yours alone.
Is this
duck's throwing me away.
Also,
the turtle's still stuck in there. Oh, now the turtle's down even further. Get the turtle out. There he comes. One ball. Two balls. Three balls and a turtle. Okay, there's the blue turtle over there. Woo! You woke me up. I'm sleeping. Woo! You woke me up. I'm gonna go back to sleep. Leave me alone. I'm trying to sleep. Oh, you surprised me.
Puzzled.
What's
your appearance?
Can you slide down my leg? Look at me!
With a nice chilling spot.
Gonna try to tow the turtle away? Did the turtle break down? Turtle could probably take a ride on this. Let's see if it works. Ready? Oh, maybe the rubber's falling apart. It's broken. Doesn't work anymore. It just creaks and squeaks. The rubber broke on the wheel. What does what mean? There you go, maybe you fixed it. Okay, sweetie, watch, you fixed it. The turtle's gonna take a ride. Whoop! Look at me! Did he have a good ride on the train? Now the blue turtle wants a turn. Get your feet out of the way, because there's a train coming through. Oh, he's tired of riding the train. Okay. You want him to go to sleep again?
Green turtle.
Yeah, I have my green turtle right here. I wanted to look in this book to see what that truck was. That's the paver. That's the grader. So that truck you have in the other room, I don't know what it is. I guess you're right. It's probably a digger. Oh, Ev. You better come backwards and pick up your coach. Please don't touch the tripod.
The tripod.
Is that's a tripod. And tripod means it's something with three legs. Stan has three legs. You only have two. But the tripod has three. Sweetie, I asked you not to touch it. Yep. Tripod.
The thing is coming up.
You want to read another story? You want to pick another story? What's your next favorite story after Harold and the Purple Crayon? What's the next story you want to read?
Milk.
Hmm?
You're tired.
Are you tired, sweetie?
I'm tired.
You want to climb into your bed?
Oof.
Let's take off your shoes, huh?
I'm going to
lie on your pillow. I'm going to take off your shoes. I want your sheets to get dirty. Oops. There we go. Oop.
Good night, trucks.
Good night, trucks. Sleep tight. Are they under the covers?
I'm not going to wake. They want to play in the snow.
They want to play in the snow? Is snow covering everything as far as they could see? Your wall is shaking. It's vibrating.
Definitely.
Put your hand here. Feel it vibrating. Right against the wall. Feel it shaking?
You're vibrating.
Vibrating, yeah.
You're vibrating.
That's right, it's vibrating, cutie.
And it's vibrating.
Yeah, vibrating. It's shaking very quickly. That's a funny way to get down from your bed. You're going to have a little problem. Are you getting down? What? Evan?
Up and down.
Sweetie, Amanda will come and put down the tripod when she's ready. Should we build a tower? Bless you.
Are you okay?
Not by it, put it on top of there.
Well, that's
it. Whoa, right into my lap. Right into my lap. Do you know what building that is, Evan? Can you guess? Turn it around that way. You want another block? You're not ready yet. And another block? You're not ready yet. Oh, watch out! The trucks are coming. This time it went into your lap. Not my lap. Okay, come sit down.
Make a little baby tower.
A little baby tower. Come here, pumpkin.
A Susie tower.
A Susie tower. You need to put your turtle on top. You don't have a crocodile, but you can put your turtle on top. Go get the turtle, Ev. Come on. Come on, Ev. Here's your turtle. Okay. You want to read another story? And you want to play Mr. Potato Head?
Mr. Potato Head sneaked and lost all his
parts. Yeah, he sneaked and lost all his parts. You want to lie on my lap? Lie down. Oh, you look sleepy to me. Are you right here?
Start a tree. Start a tree. Start a tree.
Store to tree, store to tree. No, I like face to back. Store to tree. Tree to store. Does have a red car, and we have a green car, and William has a blue car, a dark blue car. That is a light blue car. This one's light blue.
We
weren't sharing with William. You were a good sharer. You were a pretty good sharer when he was over to play.
William was scared.
He was scared to go in the water. Right? A kicks. Uh-oh, SpaghettiOs. I knew you were going to do that. Where's your turtle? Here. You put the turtle on top? Now the mixer's going to do the job, huh? Oh, one on each side. Whoa!
Mom,
be more quiet.
I'll make Susie's tower.
You can make Susie's tower? Okay, that's a really tall tower. And then Willie has to come along. Go find a dog. Remember, Willie knocked it over. Willie the dog knocked it over.
Scrub it down, yeah. Scrub.
You tell me. What color is it? Oh! You want to build more tower? You gonna scrub it down again? Scrub. Whoa! That fell down first.
And the train on top. The train on top of the tower.
Gently. Oh! It fell down. Chugging and scrubbing at the same time. It's chug scrubbing.
Chugs.
Made up word.
Chug scrubbing.
Yep, you look like you're ready to go on a big adventure or go explore. And when we want to go explore,
we have four.
Evan, come on, baby. You want to see yourself? Here, check it out. Go in front of the camera, a little back. Now look up. See? There you are. Oh, you got out of the camera again. You have to stand in a particular place. There you are. Look up. You see yourself? Silly. And you can't see yourself. Back, back. Oh! You okay? Bonk.
It disappeared.
It disappeared. I see you. Now you disappeared again. I have to stand in front of this one. That's the eye of the camera.
The eye?
That's like the eye of the camera.
Your eye.
You have more, two eyes. The camera has one big round eye.
Have a
pretty big eye. No, you don't. You okay? Did you hurt your knee? Yeah, I knew you were gonna do it. I knew. Not yet. Let me have another sip. One more sip. One at a time. Flash. Yeah, he's getting all clean in there. Whoa!
You got all wet.
Yeah, you did get very wet. How about truck number two? The cement mixer. Ooh, you're getting me all wet too. Oh, Evan. We're just having problems and problems and problems today, huh? Where's the cup? It's over here. No! Gently, gently, gently. Glass. We saw him in the park the other day, didn't we? Yep, you're right, in the picture. But in the box, Mr. Potato Head has
orange.
And Mrs. Potato has
green.
Yep, it's the opposite. The opposite.
Orange and green.
Yep.
And now, green and orange. And the mail truck.
The mail truck? What made you think of a mail truck?
And a sports truck.
And a sports truck. And your funny racing truck, too.
And a sports truck.
Yeah, your orange and white sports truck.
Yes, there's two sports trucks.
Yep.
That way we gave those trucks to William.
Yeah, we're going to give those trucks to William. A present from Evan. A present from you. Pretty soon it will be his half birthday. Maybe we could give it to him for his half birthday because he'll be 2.5 too. Just like you did. Yeah, you had a half birthday too. Where is it? Can you keep the backpack on, sweetie?
Thank you.
Oh, it's still following you. And so am I, and you're getting me very dizzy. Should we read the carrot seed book? The one that looks like Harold? Yeah. You want to look at that book?
Harold book?
It looks like Harold. Let's look at the Harold book.
What is the Harold book?
The same person drew the pictures, yeah.
Same person, the guys.
Mm-hmm.
Billy and Harold.
Billy and Harold, that's right. Careful, let's put the frame back up. The picture of you driving the train. Back up. Should we collect all your trucks and put your trucks in the tray? In the basket tray here? Sweetie? Stop it!
No.
Stop it!
No.
Come on, baby.
Let's go. You shut your eyes. You miss. You must stop.
Stop banging into the tall floor. Door.
I said floor lamp.
I was gonna say floor lamp. That was a joke. I found Mr. Potato Head's teeth over here. He's silly. You want to put his teeth upside down? Like that? That looks like a pout when it's upside down. A smile, a pout is an upside down smile. Can you smile? Now pout. They're upside down. Yep, those opposites, right? Oh, that's
true.
Yeah, DW was reading the book upside down. That's because she didn't really know how to read. Once you know how to read, you have to read the book right side up.
Also, I was reading the book upside up.
Yeah, Arthur was reading it right side up. Now you have no trucks. Doesn't look that way to me. It looks like you have a big tray full of trucks. Yeah. You can make a little house for them to drive into. Let's do this. I have an idea. Now they can drive under there and get dry from the rain. It's like a little shed, huh? There's the roof. Oh, you destroyed it. We have to put the walls up first. That could be a hill. Kind of wobbles. Wobble, wobble, wobble.
That was a mountain.